I was working in town one afternoon, attending some business affairs, when I heard a commotion a couple streets over, and wondering what was happening there. A young man was running from in that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I told him to please tell me what was the hurry. He smiled up at me and he said, I was trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was telling myself and the deaf girl he's leaving to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all. My friend, if the troubles and burdens you carry are heavy and you're dragging you down, if you tried everything you can possibly think of, but there's no relief to be found, this very same Jesus who opened the blind man and healed the lame and the lame is still reaching out in your hour of trouble. One touch and you're never the same. You'll be trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the deaf man was telling myself and the mute man he's leaving to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all.
And that we're in a place where we can call out on the Lord with all of our needs. The Lord is wanting to do something in this service this morning. Just open your hearts up to Him. I have never had so many requests for music this morning. So I told Richard, we may just have an all-day singing before the preacher gets up. But do you know what? It's okay. Because Next Sunday, we're going to go home and we're going to sit down in front of the television and we're going to hoop and holler and scream and yell and act all kind of crazy over some men getting paid millions of dollars to throw a football. But how many of those men died on a cross for you? Not a one. So you got something this morning to praise him about. I want you to pray for the choir this morning. We have a special request. You know, there's some people here this morning that have not been here in a while, and I want to do this especially for them. And that's Brother Terry and Sister Melissa. We've missed them. I see Miss Kathy. Is Kathy back there this morning? Okay. I want you to pray for Miss Kathy. She started her chemo this week, but the Lord is moving in her life already. We are expecting miracles in this place. You pray for us as we sing this morning.
Keep you. It makes me want.
We don't even have the music up here with us, but we're going to sing this song this morning. This Blood.
Every tear that falls. the blind, that heals the sick, the lonely finds. It has the power to free.
Yeah. Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. Your shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your by your presence, Lord.
Wow. I want to just read just a few verses this morning and just share a couple of thoughts. God is so, he's overwhelming, isn't he? If he's in his proper place. If we lift him up and if we give him what belongs to him. I want to read in 1 Chronicles chapter number 4. I want to read about the story of Jabez. You may know of the prayer of Jabez. If you go to the book of Chronicles, it's a historical books of canonical Jewish and Christian scripture. It's basically just records. It's what you do when you want to go to sleep at night. You open your Bible to Chronicles and you read 4 pages of names. In the 4th chapter of 1 Chronicles, we're going to begin reading in the 9th verse, but before you get to the 9th verse, there are over 40 names mentioned. Name after name after name. You can go to the 3rd chapter and there's name after name, and the 2nd chapter and there's name after name. But when you go to the 4th chapter and you go to the 9th verse, there's a pause. And it stops for just a minute and it says these words. It says, and Jabez was more honorable than all his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. Now his mother called his name Jabez, and what that means literally is he makes sorrowful. Now, I don't know what the story was of Jabez's life, whether it was that the mother suffered, and we know there is suffering in childbearing. But maybe she suffered because of other things. But one thing certain is Jabez had this hanging over his head. He had a name hanging over his head that means he makes sorrowful. And his mother was so sorrowful in his birth that she named him this. But something happened. In the 10th verse it says, and Jabez called on the name, on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Now, if you look at the 9th verse, it says he was more honorable than all of his brethren. And I'll tell you, you can find in the scripture what makes him honorable was the fact that in spite of his name, in spite of his past, in spite of anything hanging over his head, he recognized where his blessings come from and he fell down before the Lord. And he prayed. And he prayed this way. He asked the Lord first for blessing. He said, bless me indeed. And when he asked the Lord to bless him, here's what he's saying. He said, Lord, I want you to bless me, but I want you to bless me real good. Now, folks, God's already blessed us real good this morning, but don't you want God to bless you real good? Yes. You know, you go over to James chapter 4 in the first couple of verses. It says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even among your lusts, which war in your members? You lust and have not, you kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not, because ye ask not. You ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. But here's the thing to understand. Perhaps sometimes you have not because you ask not. Now, one thing I noticed in this service, and I felt it when I come in the door, I felt it before service started, when God began to overwhelm me, is people been praying. People been desiring and calling out to God, saying, Lord, would you show up in our midst? Would you show up in our service? Lord, would you guide us? Would you lead us? Would you give us wisdom? Jabez, he prayed and he said, Lord, bless me. The second thing that he did is he asked the Lord for promotion. He said, enlarge my coast. Now, here's what that means to me. It means help me reach beyond my own abilities. You see, you can do more with God than you will ever be able to do by yourself. When I stand up before this congregation and I look at this church, sometimes, folks, I'm just honest with you, I'm absolutely overwhelmed because I don't feel in myself or in my ability that I can even do this. I go to work and I say, I can't do this. I'm at home and I'm trying to be a father and a husband and I say, I can't do this. But what I do is I cry out to God and I say, Lord, help me reach beyond my own abilities. You're pushing out, you're reaching farther. And here's what I want you to understand, and Jabez recognized this, that you can go farther with God than you will ever go by yourself. Now, something else to consider. You know, it's God that works on our behalf. If we ever think it's our ability or what we do, we don't really even understand. But what Jabez is asking is, Lord, enlarge my sphere of influence. You know, when I look at this church and I look at what God is doing here and I look at how God is moving and how people's lives are being changed and people are being saved, that's God. That's not us. Right. It wasn't Jabez. It's not you. You see, you're going to reach more with God than you will ever reach by yourself. Look at the third thing. He asked the Lord for favor. He said, that thine hand might be with me. Now, folks, this one right here means so much to me. He said, God, I want your hand with me. God, I want your hand on me and on everything that I do. Can you imagine doing anything and God's hand not being on it? Or could you imagine ever being in a position that God, and you knew when he did it, he took his hand off of you? He said, God, I want your hand on me. And here's what I want you to understand. You can go to school. You can get educated. You can spend money. You can make an attempt. But if God's hand is not on you, you will wind up with absolutely nothing. Amen. Because without the Lord, we are nothing. Amen. He said, that thine hand might be with me. Ask for God's favor. Then he asked for God's protection. He said, keep me from evil, that it will not grieve me. And it means exactly that. You look at the Lord's Prayer in Matthew chapter number 6 and in verse number 13. The Lord instructed him. He said, after this manner, therefore pray ye. He says, and lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. You see, what Jabez realized is he can pray and ask God for his blessing, and he can ask God for his provision and his promotion, and he can ask God for his favor. But he understood that there was an enemy out there that wanted to stop that blessing. And you know, I want to tell you something, church. The devil doesn't like what's going on here. He doesn't like it, and he's going to do anything he can to stop it. And in the midst of our praying and asking God for blessing, asking God for promotion, asking God for favor, God put your hand on us, is God put a hedge around us that the enemy cannot come in, that he cannot get in here and cause division and stop or spoil. He understood that the enemy was against him, and he asked God. He said, God, are you afraid to say, God, bless me? Are you afraid to say, God, help me reach beyond my own abilities? Are you afraid to say, God, please put your hand on my life? And what we all need to ask is, God, please protect me from the enemy, rather than thinking I'm strong enough in my own self to stand. But God, help me. Now, when I look at the prayer of Jabez and I look at us today, here's what I want you to think about just for a minute. And I mean, it's not late. It's just early. Okay? It's not even 12 o'clock yet. Do you believe that God will? You know, there's some people, and I've talked to them, that they literally look at me and they say, I just don't believe God will bless me that way. You know what they say? I've got too much stuff. You know, even when you begin to talk to them and you get deep with them and you get to people to open up their heart, they say, I've got too much stuff over here. Remember what his name meant. He makes sorrowful. In order for Jabez to ever get to the point that he could be blessed by God, he had to overcome his name. He had to overcome his past. He had to overcome what others had said about him. But he had to come before the Lord and he had to ask. You got to believe that God will, and you got to believe that God can. Here's what people say. I've said this to people before, and you just don't know how bad it is. Let me tell you something. I don't need to know. I really don't, because I'm not the one that counts. But I want to tell you something that I believe based on what I find written in the Word of God. He already knows. And He already has paid the debt. It's just like Brother Tommy said just a minute ago. He can't even remember it. That when you come to Him, He casts your sins as far as the east is from the west. He puts them behind His back. He throws them into the sea of forgetfulness. And He can take a Jabez and turn him into one that is more blessed than all of his brethren. Why? Because he called upon the name of the Lord. Here's what I want you to understand this morning. God wants to bless you. Everybody here. There's somebody here this morning that God wants. All He's wanting you to do is cry out to Him. You see, the Scripture says we have not because we ask not. God wants to bless you. He has a blessing for you. The next thing that I want you to understand is God wants to promote you. I was talking to a guy recently, and he told me about what God had done in his life. And he said, it wasn't just a short time ago. He said, I was living over here with this one, or I was living over there with that one. He said, but God touched my life. He said, when God touched my life, he said, I've gotten back together with my wife. He said, I've started my own business. He said, I'm being a daddy to my daughter. You know why? Because he fell on his face, and he said, God, will you bless me indeed? Will you enlarge my coast? Lord, will you put your hand on me? Lord, will you keep me from evil? He recognized. See, God wants to bless you. God wants to promote you. Folks, God wants to show you favor. He wants to put His hand on your life. And He wants to keep you from evil. Doesn't mean you won't have a struggle. But He wants to help you. See, in order for that to happen, though, you got to come and ask. But God wants to grant your request. Now, when you read down through the Scripture in 1 Chronicles, it's just like this. It's name after name after name after name after name. You get to about 44 names. There's probably about 50 over here. One cried out to God. There's probably about 95 or 100 right here. That would be two. Right here, there's probably another 95 or 100. That's two. Over here, we got about 20. In this group, that would only be one. The question this morning is, who is going to cry out to God and say, Lord, bless me. Lord, enlarge my coast. Lord, put your hand on me.